This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Former basketball star Dennis Rodman's visit to North Korea may have drawn a lot of laughs, but no one is laughing about North Korea's latest threats to use nuclear weapons against South Korea and possibly the United States. This comes as a bipartisan group of former U.S. officials sent a warning that world leaders are not working fast enough to meet nuclear threats. And one of those sending that warning is a Georgian. Former U.S. Senator Sam Nunn is currently the chief executive officer of the Nuclear Threat Initiative. He's also a professor at the Nunn School of International Affairs at Georgia Tech. And in the Senate, he chaired the Armed Services Committee. Senator Nunn, welcome back. Good to have you.
Thank you, Dennis. Good to be with you.
North Korea recently conducted an underground nuclear test, and it appears that people who monitor what comes out of those tests have not been able to figure out whether they used enriched uranium or not to set it off. Why is that important, and why can't we tell at this point?
Well, there are really two ways to make weapon-usable material, and one way of making weapon-usable material is through making plutonium from spent fuel that has been run through reactors, and that's the way North Koreans have made their priority. But they also have hinted several times, and we believe that they probably are working actively on also making highly enriched uranium, which is a centrifuge process. It's another way of making weapon-grade material. So the North Koreans clearly have the nuclear capability now. We don't think they have sophisticated missiles that can pass through space and hit targets accurately in the United States. They certainly threaten their neighbors. And I must say that I think the Chinese are increasingly concerned about the North Koreans. So all of that spells a very dangerous situation.
In a Wall Street Journal op-ed earlier this month, you joined former Defense Secretary William Perry and former Secretaries of State George Shultz and Henry Kissinger in calling for a global effort to reduce the reliance on nuclear weapons and prevent their spread. Yet, when you look at some of the outliers here, like North Korea, like Iran, how can a global effort actually reach them when it's been the policy of most of the other nuclear countries to isolate them?
I consider moving to prevent the spread of nuclear weapons and to get nuclear materials under control as the most important security challenge not only America faces, but we face around the globe. And a very important part of that is an international effort to squeeze North Korea and Iran and put maximum pressure, short of military conflict, if at all possible, to get them to curb their nuclear appetite.
How much more pressure can we put on them, though? We're already isolating them to a great degree.
Well, in the case of North Korea, that's where China is so important, because we don't have economic relations with North Korea, nor do many of the people in the Pacific area. The Chinese do. So the same can be said with Iran, except there's a requirement that many more countries put pressure on the Iranians, and our European allies are beginning to do that. The Iranian economy is beginning to feel the effect of sanctions. Now, the response to that is unknown. We don't know what they're going to do, but things are being done. The question is whether they're being done quickly enough and whether enough countries are joined together to understand the seriousness of the challenge.
Part of the warning you sent, though, was that world leaders are not working fast enough to meet the nuclear threats. Did that apply to the current Obama administration?
Well, I give President Obama a large amount of credit in terms of the nuclear security summits he's had. He's had two of them, one in the United States with over 40 heads of state and one in South Korea with over 50, and they were focusing on this very important question of securing nuclear materials. Are there other things that need doing, and there are other things that we're urging them to do? Yes, there's a whole lot. But the main thing is we have to understand this takes cooperation. One country cannot do it alone. U.S. and Russia should get many more of their weapons off prompt launch. We are still in Cold War postures, and yet the Cold War has changed immensely. And, of course, China certainly cannot expect the U.S. and Russia to continue to come down in our nuclear inventories if they decide they're going to continue to go up. So all of these things have to be worked in a bilateral but also a multilateral way.
Former U.S. Senator Sam Nunn is Chief Executive Officer of the Nuclear Threat Initiative, and he's also a professor in the Nunn School of International Affairs at Georgia Tech. Senator Nunn, always good to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dennis. Take care.